Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast. Lincoln Lawing coming at you with our His 5 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. We're back off the road, back in the home recording studio, so everything sounds a little better, a little bit more crisp. But today, I want to talk about something. You know, you hear people say, hey, stay in your lane, or do what you're called to do. Do what you're good at. And, you know, what I want to talk about today is a baseball or football term when somebody says, hey, play your patch of grass. You know, they're saying, hey, be where you're supposed to do your job, and don't worry about anybody else. So our verse today, Galatians 2, 7 through 8. Instead, they saw that God had given me the responsibility of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, just as he had given Peter the responsibility of preaching to the Jews. For the same God who worked through Peter as the apostle to the Jews also worked through me as the apostle to the Gentiles. So, continuing down memory lane a little bit, early in my short football career, my coach would always say, Lawing, you just play your patch of grass and let everybody else worry about their patch. And this meant that he wanted me to cover my designated area well and nothing more. And it was good advice, mainly because I wasn't fast enough to cover anybody else's patch of grass outside of my own. Covering my own patch of grass was tough enough given my lack of blazing speed. But this is good advice in our Christian walk and calling as well. In the verse we just read, Paul mentions that he had been given the responsibility of reaching the Gentiles, and Peter had been given the responsibility of reaching the Jews. Same God, same power, different patches of grass to cover. So in order to be effective, they both had to make the most out of the lane God had called them to. So there's a lot of noise sometimes at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the school year, around new initiatives and goals and new territory. There's nothing wrong with that, but don't forget to play your patch of grass. That's the patch of grass God has placed you in and called you to. Stay focused. I always would tell myself, you can't return the kick until you catch the football. And one of the best ways to embrace who God has called you to be is by first embracing who he hasn't called you to be. In the kingdom of God, we all have a part to play. We just have to figure out where our patch of grass is and play it the best that we can. When we all do that, the whole field will be covered. And after all, regardless of the gifts you've been given, they all come from the same God. In our closing verse, 1 Corinthians 12, 4, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. So whatever God calls you to do, don't look at somebody else's patch of grass. Just be thankful for what God's gifted you with. Do what he's called you to do and play your patch of grass in the kingdom. And if we all do that, the whole field will be covered. See you next time.